Today's shiur m'sach t'menachas daf nun ches. We will begin be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on daf nun zayin on mebeis, 8 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara taught us the halacha, the kol shemimeno l'ishim. Anytime we have something that the Torah says the part of it should be burnt, the halacha is bal taktiru, the rest of it may not be burnt. So now the Gemara begins with a question, et mehamal mikulam. If somebody takes from these things that we just identify may not be burned on the Mizbeach because of the rule that we just stated of Kol Shemeno L'Ishim Arei B'Bal Taktiru, what would be the halacha? Begins the Gemara, if it was put on Gabay HaKevesh, it was put on the ramp. Rabbi Yochanan, opinion is the Chayiv, it's the same on as you put it on the ramp as you put it on the Mizbeach. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that we're learning that any such item may not be burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Gemara is teaching us that not only does the halacha prohibit them being burnt on the Mizbeach, but the halacha also prohibits them being burnt on the ramp. However, Rabbeinu Gershom explains that the Gemara's question is not regarding the halacha burning them on the ramp, but he says that the Gemara means to teach us that even putting them on the ramp is improper. And the way the Brisker Rav explains Rabbeinu Gershom's opinion, he says, something that gets burnt, when we think about burning, it's burning on the Mizbeah, because that's where things are burnt. But things are not burnt on the ramp. So when there's a halacha to put, when there's an iser to put something in the ramp, it can't be referring to burning on the ramp, because the ramp is not a place where burning takes place. It must be that even, says the Rabbeinu Gershom, even just placing them on the ramp is osur. So again, et ma'amal makum al gaba kevesh, something that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, what is the halacha if they put on the ramp? Rabbi Yochanan mechayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says yechayiv, Rabbi Elazar mepater, and Rabbi Elazar says that you potter. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that Yochayiv, the Tanya, when the Torah tells us the halacha of kol shemimenu le'ishim, the pasuk continues, kamen reishis takriva oisum Hashem, v'la mizbeach loyal l'reich nechoyach. Mizbeach. So we would know that this iser that we're discussing replies to the mizbeach. Ainli ela mizbeach. So this only applies to mizbeach. Kevesh minayim. How do we know that this halacha applies to the ramp as well? Tamalayim mizbeach loyalu. The extra words for mizbeach loyalu come to teach us that this halacha applies even to the ramp as well. Rabbi Elazar mepater. Rabbi Elazar says it's potter my tama. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar's opinion? Damakra the pasuk says kichol sar v'chol dvash. Any sourdough nor honey, we'll see what honey means. V'esektiv mena ish l'Hashem, carbon ratios to krivu oisam l'Hashem, v'la mizbeach loyal l'reich nechoyach. So we learn from here, oisam hu d'rabu kevish k'mizbeach. Regarding the halacha of sar and dvash, the Torah says that not only does that halacha apply to the mizbeach, but it applies to the ramp as well. But when we speak about other things, the halach that we're speaking about in our shiur today, that anything that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach should not be burnt on the Mizbeach, says the Gemara, is not applicable to the Kevesh, to the ramp. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this halacha, that the ramp is included in something that may not be put, something that may not put on the Mizbeach may not be put on the ramp either. So the Pasuk that's stated by Sar Udvash, Hay Osam Mayovalei, what does he do with that Pasuk? Says the Mar Mibayle, he needs it for a different purpose. L'chetanya, Yochel Yeh Yochel Misnadav and maybe Kiyotz Menadova. We could say that a person could bring a carbon shtei lechem, which we've been discussing quite extensively in our Shurim, that in Shuas they brought the shtei lechem. We would think that an individual could bring that carbon, just like a tzibur could bring that carbon. But kreya niba, and if somebody obligates himself to bring such a carbon, he will be obligated to bring it, based on the pasuk of Moses for Secha Tishma, for Sisika Shanat or Shem Lekach and the Dovash and the Bat Reficha. If a person obligates to himself with something, he has to fulfill his obligation. Tamalimer, the pasuk says by the Shtei Lechem, Karban Reishis Takrivu, Tzibah Matil Chav, from here we learn, because the pasuk is stated Belosh and Rabbim, Takrivu, from here we learn, Tzibah Matil Chav, that this halacha only applies to a Tzibah, Lo Yachid, it does not apply to an individual. An individual does not have the right to bring the Karban Shtei Lechem. Yochel, Lo Yachid Mevi, Shannon Bevi Chavos Kiyotzbay, we would think that here the halacha is that an individual cannot bring Shtei Lechem, but She'en Chavos Kiyotzbay, there is no carbon similar to the Shtei Halechem. Aval Yetzeber Mevi, the Shtei Lechem Atzibur may donate Shtei Lechem, She'en Mevi Chavos Kiyotzbay, because the Tzibur brings Shtei Lechem on Shuas. Tamalayma Oysam, that's why the pasuk says oisam, only the shtei lechem that's brought on Shavuos as part of the shalmit tzibur does the tzibur have a right to bring, but they cannot bring the shtei lechem as an adava. Uma yesh lecha lahavi, what can you bring? Shtei lechem and asar ubekurim and advash. When can you do that? When you can bring shtei lechem from yeast and bikurim that you can bring from honey, the tamarim, that when you bring dates, date honey. So the Gemara is brought as bikurim. Ask the Gemara, is that the Braisa says that even a tzibur cannot bring the shtei lechem? Ask the Gemara, shtei lechem leikurim the dava. Is it true that shtei lechem cannot be brought as a donated carbon? But Tanya the Braisa says, the pasuk says that we've been quoting. The pasuk says, "Ki chol tzar v'chol dvash lo yisakriv v'meni lo yisaktiv v'meni ish l'Hashem." So the question is, "Im nemek chol tzar," that we're learning from here that even the smallest amount of tzar may not be brought. So lama nemek chol dvash. If the Torah says the word called by tzar, we should learn that the same halacha applies by dvash, and vice versa. And then kol dvash, if the Torah says the word kol dvash, the question is, lama nemar, why does it say kol dvash? If nemar kol dvash, lama nemar kol sar, we can learn, can't we learn one from the other? The nay, says the Gemara, the reason we can't learn one from the other, says the Gemara, neshiyesh besar mashayim bedvash, there's certain halachas that apply by the sar that don't apply by the vash. V'yesh b'dvash b'ashem b'sar, and there's certain halachas that apply by the dvash that don't apply by the sar. And the Gemara explains, sar hutam mechlal b'migdash. The Torah does allow sar to be brought under circumstances, as we're going to see. However, dvash lo hutam mechlal b'migdash. There's never a time that you can bring a carbon that has dvash. So if the Torah would have just said that you can't bring even the smallest amount of dvash, we cannot learn sar, because sar has leniencies. Because as we're going to see, under certain circumstances, we could bring sar. Dvash, and the Gemara explains, on the other hand, dvash chutu b'shirei nachas. If, as we know, a carbon mincha is brought by Yisrael, the kaimitz is separated and burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim, and when the kohanim eat the shirayim, they're allowed to eat, put honey on it. Because as the Gemara often quotes, the pasuk when it speaks about kabanas, says, L'chon nesatam l'moshcha. And from here we learn it, l'moshcha means l'gdula, that it's eaten in a way that you have enjoyment. So this food you'll enjoy by making it sweet, it's mutter to put sugar, dvash on it. So, but as we've learned previously in our shiurim, that not only may the carbon mincha not be chametz, you're not allowed to put sourdough on it to leaven it, you're not allowed to even make the shiurim chametz. So we see that the sour has certain chumris, the dvash has, and dvash has certain rules that don't apply sar. That's why hutzuch lemon kol sar v'hutzuch lemon kol dvash. Says the Gemara. The Gemara made a statement. Sar de hutta b'chlal b'migdash. We learned that sar under certain circumstances becomes mutta. Mayim nihu. What would be the case? Lav shtei lechem the craven the dover. Isn't it speaking about where they donated shtei lechem, which is chametz? So we see that there is a time that you can bring a carbon with sar on the mizbeach, and we see even though it's sar, and isn't this a proof to the question that the Braisa was discussing? Can one bring sar alone? And it seems we can. Amar Rav Amar Loi. The Braisa is not mean to say that the sar could be brought with shtei lechem that comes in the davar. The Braisa is talking about a karvi mom. The kvasim that come on shvus come with shtei lechem, and the shtei lechem a chametz. That's what was meant that sar is sometimes brought. But it did not mean to say that you could bring sar alone. He asked the Mari Hochi, if that's the case, Bikurim Nami. By Bikurim also, the Bikurim, they have tamarim, figs that are honey. So we see that that dvash could be put on the mizbeach. So we said before dvash loyhut mechlal b'migdash, there's never a time that you could bring dvash. Says the Gemara, there is a time by Bikurim, the Tanan, and what does that mean? Hagoyzel shegabe asalim hayoyilus, that they brought baskets full of Bikurim, and on those baskets they had birds v'asalim shiyadim, and it was all given to the Kanim. So we see that there's birds together with the Bikurim, which is Devash. Says the Gemara, those birds were not connected as a carbon. The purpose of those birds, la'ata Bikurim had the asr, they're just to beautify what they brought the Bikurim. And it's not to mean that the carbon was brought from Devash. The birds are the birds, the Bikurim are Bikurim. Bikurim have nothing to do with Kabanis. So the Gemara says, Dvash hot b'shari menachas. Rashi explains that if a Kohen received a shari menachas and he wants to eat it, he wants to eat it in an enjoyable way, he says, as we learned, that you're allowed to eat it together with Dvash. He says, but Taisus has a whole different point. Taisus says, perhaps the din of Lamashcha only applies to the meat of a carbon, not to anything else. So Al Gemara is focused on the halacha of kol svar v'chol dvash l'sekterim men l'Hashem. The Rishonim offer many different explanations why there is such halacha. The Ramban quotes the Rambam, who says in Mar Nevuchim that the minig of the Nachrim was to bring their kabanos that were chametz, and to put honey into all their carbon kabanos. So because the Torah wants us to be different than them, so the Torah mandates that should be our kabanos should not look like this. Another explanation we said that sar represents midas hadin, something that's sour, and dvash represents something that's honey. So they explain that sar and dvash, the chinuch says this explanation, represent extremes. Extreme sour and extreme sweet. And what the Torah is trying to teach us is that we want, the way we're supposed to live is in the middle, not too sharp and not too sweet. Another explanation that the Sakenim suggests is that we know, as we've learned, the Torah mandates akor kabon chatak of melech, that we have to put salt on all of our kabonis. And therefore, putting salt on top of honey or on top of sourdough is not going to be a good combination. The Meshech Chacham explains that when a person brings a carbon, you're supposed to work on bringing the carbon. An animal, you have to raise the animal. A mincha, you have to cook, you have to bake the carbon. Something that comes easy, sourdough that just does the leavening by itself, or or honey, which makes something sweet by itself, is not the lesson of a carbon. And since it's not the lesson of the carbon, that's why it should be stayed away from a carbon. Another explanation that I saw is that particularly when we speak about sweet things are typically not healthy. They're only there for enjoyment. And the lesson of not using honey is that we should not use something that is sweet and enjoyable just because we want to enjoy what we eat. When we eat, we have to eat because we have to eat, so we should have the ability, the energy for avodas Hashem, which is the opposite of what sweet things teach us. Similarly, when we speak about yeast, what does yeast represent? Yeast represents chametz, as we know. What does chametz mean? Chametz means that it takes time until the dough rises. But we know, as the Shulchan Aruch begins, Havikal Kanesher, Verotz Kitzvi, Vegiba Kari, Lasset Ritzon Avinu Shebishmayim. Our avodas Hashem has to represent energy, not laziness, not taking time. And Tzor is a representation of something that represents laziness. That's not the way we do avodas Hashem. When we speak about Vash, it doesn't specifically mean honey. And not only mean honey, the Ratvaz and the Shas Chubas Ratvaz says that anything that's sweet is included in the Vash. And because when we say anything sweet is included in the Vash, that would include obviously sugar, even though it's not one of the Shivas Haminim. Similarly, it would include the honey from a bee. Normally, when the Torah speaks about honey, it speaks about, as we've been saying, date honey. But here, it would include bee honey as well, because anything that's sweet. The Ratvaz gives another explanation why bee honey would be included, because even though it seems that's coming from a bee, not from a fruit, says Ratvaz, where do the bees get the honey from? The bees get the honey from the pollen of the flowers, and the flowers grow from the earth. But the Tshuvas Helkas Ketanis, indeed, it says, as we just said, that sugar is included in the Issa called Vash, L'Sotir Menu Ish L'Hashem. But he says that even though sugar is included, we know, we mentioned it a little earlier, the Torah says, Ki Chol Sar V'Chol Dvash, that sugar is included. That milk, we have to have salt. So he wants to suggest a very bechidish. He wants to say, what will be if we only have sugar available and there's no salt available? So he wants to suggest that sugar can be used as a substitute for salt. And not only could sugar be used as a substitute for salt, since there's a mitzvah to say of akol karbon chatakriv melech, and we're learning now if you don't have salt and the sugar is the substitute, so it's a mitzvah to say to use something on the mizbeach, sugar, salt or sugar. The iser of putting on something else of dvash on the mizbeach is a loy to say. We know what halacha is, that esed doicha loy to say. So since esed doicha loy to say, put on the sugar if you don't have salt. This Gemara is also the basis for a famous psak of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that one should not use for Kiddush anything that has in it honey or any sweetener, because he learns that the halacha is emekatshim. Kiddush should only be recited el alayin haroy lanasach agab mizbeach, only a wine that could be put on the mizbeach. Lefikach, the Rambam says this in Hilchos Shabbos Perichov Tesaloch Yudalit. Lefikach, if honey or yeast got mixed into your wine, I feel ketipas achar the bechavos gedoyli, even a small drop in a big barrel, ain't mekachim lo. We can't make kiddush because. And he says, Kain onemayim b'chol amarav. This is the position that we follow. But then he continues, V'yeshmi shematel kadshalov, that those that say you may, V'yemishloi nema rayin ha'royal nes ha'gab mizbeach, when the halacha says that the only wine that can be used for kiddush is wine that can be put on the mizbeach, it means el lahoitzi yain shereichara, wine that has a bad odor, a megula, a wine that was left uncovered, mavoshel or was cooked, shemekatshom al achmehem. The Yerushalmi, however, says that we can use yain konditin, and the definition of yain konditin is wine that has mixed into it honey or other spices. And so is the opinion of the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rivash. And they all base their opinion on the Yerushalmi that we just quoted. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Haim Sim Reish Ayin Bey Sivches, that will Latavim make Kiddush on Yayim Avushal, Al Yayin Sheesh by Dvash. And then he quotes the Rambam Shem Yesh Oimrim, Shem Akachmalayim. And then the Ramok says, Minik Lakhadishalov, Amilig is to make Kiddush on these types of wine. Afilim Yesh Lo Yayin Achor, even if you have other wine that don't have these ingredients mixed in. Rak Shem Atoiv Kamay Mavushal, if that other wine is not as good as the Mavushal wine, or Sheesh by Dvash, use the better wine. So, now what's going to be the halacha regarding wine that has sugar in it? So, the question is that if we just finished discussing that including in the Isra of Kol Sar V'Chol Dvash L'Sektir Menish L'Hashem includes sugar, and the Rambam holds that anything that's put on the Mizbeach, anything that may not be put on the Mizbeach, means including in the wine that's put on the Mizbeach, that is usur. So therefore, even wine that it has sugar on it, the halacha is that cannot be used. And that, so that's a new question. What would the Rambam hold by wine that has sugar? The same question would come up when we speak about stam yenom. So we know the wine that was touched by nachri becomes usur, unless it's mavushal, then it becomes mutter. But now that the Rambam says that wine that has sugar on it, and certainly other ingredients, cannot be used on the mizbeach, and therefore can't be used for kiddush, so perhaps according to the Rambam, the halacha is that we could use, there's no problem of stam yenom, there's no problem of a nachri touching wine that has sugar in it. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says in the Shas Chuvas Afkus Reichel that in Egypt, where the Rambam lived, the halacha is that there's no problem stam yenom if it has any ingredients in it, even sugar. However, there are those that say that there are those that say since it's not clear how to treat sugar. Since it's not so clear how to treat sugar, and maybe sugar is not included in the Issa of Kol Dvash, that you're not allowed to put something sweet on the Mizbeach, and therefore if it's only sugar that's in the wine, it still may be subject to the halacha of Stam Yena. Continues the Gemara. We started the shir by discussing the halacha of Kol Shemimenu Leishim. Anything that part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, anything else may not be burnt on the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara, Bai Rami Bachamar of Chizda, Hamal B'sar Chatas Oif. The halacha is that Chatas Oif, none of the meat of that carbon is put on the Mizbeach. It's eaten by the Kohanim. If somebody puts that on the Mizbeach, Mahu, do we say, Kol Shemena Leishim HaRachmana? How did the Torah express this Isser? The Torah expressed this Isser by saying, Kol Shemena Leishim, V'hai Eimim Mena Leishim. As we just said, no part of the Chatas Oif is put on the Mizbeach, and therefore this Isser doesn't apply to it. Adilma, or perhaps the way to understand this halacha, is Kol Shemai Carbon. If the Torah calls it a carbon, the Torah is teaching us that what's supposed to be burnt is supposed to be burnt, and what's not supposed to be burnt, there is an issa to burn. V'hai nami. So when we speak about the chatas oif, shemai carbon, it's certainly considered a carbon, and since it's certainly considered a carbon, there would be an Isser to put on the Mizbech if it doesn't belong there. Amalei, so if Chizda said to Rami Bachama, Kol Shmai Karbon, anything that's called a carbon that's not supposed to be put on the Mizbech, there's an Isser if you put it on the Mizbech. V'hai Nami Shmai Karbon, at Chatas Oif, is considered a carbon. Suggest the Gemara that actually this question, Ketanoi, is a Machlokas Tanoi. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shemenu Le'ishim, that where is there a halacha that if you burn that you burn something that wasn't supposed to be on the Mizbeach, you violate Kol Shemenu Le'ishim, that's by something that belongs on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol Shemai Karbon. If it has the name carbon and it's not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, if it's put on the Mizbeach, you're over an Isser. Ask the Gemara, my Banayu, what is a practical machloikus? Says the Gemara, as we just studied. Amar of Chizda, Besar Chatas Oif Ik Banayu, if you're going to put the meat of a Chatas Oif, it's not something that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach, but there's nothing in that carbon that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach. Since there's nothing in that carbon that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach, so maybe according to Rabbi Lezer, there is no Isser. According to Rakiva, there is. That Gemara identifies another Nafgamir. Rav Amar, Loik Shemesh LaMetzayra Ikvinayu. The Metzayra brings a Loik Shemesh LaMetzayra, which we learned, part of it is sprinkled towards the Kotcha Kotchim. Part of it is put on the right ear and right thumb and right toe of the Metzayra. What will be the halacha if that's put on the Mizbeach? It's not something that belongs on the Mizbeach. And therefore, according to Beleza, it's not Kol Shemenu Ishin. On the other hand, it is considered a carbon. And since it's considered a carbon, this should be applicable. The Tani Levi, in fact, Levi teaches us, the Pasuk says, Zayu l'cha m'kayish k'doshim, and the Brisa teaches us the words kol karbonam are coming to teach the Rabbi Shoyk Shemesh HaMetzora that they consider a carbon. But it's not a carbon that's put on the Mizbeach, and that would be a nafkamina. Tana Rabbanan continues the Brisa regarding this halacha that we've been discussing, that the Torah Gedosha says, kol hamincha shetigiv l'Hashem l'sa'asu chametz ki chol sa'ov v'chol dvash sar about the tiru. The halach is you're not allowed to put sar on the mizbeach. Any ala kula, only when you burnt kulay, then you chayiv. Miktsas v'nayin. How do we know partial? Tamaloyma kol. The Gemara is going to explain everything. Eruva, if the sar is mixed with something else and it's not independently identifiable, what is the halacha? There, tamalayim ki kol. The koi comes to teach us, even if it's mixed in with something else. So ask the Gemara, my kamar, exactly what did this braisa mean to teach us? This is what the braisa means to say. Sar batak tiru. Of course, as the pasuk says, we're not allowed to put sar on the mizbeach. Continues the braisa, eli ela kazayis. But maybe that would only be if we put a kazayis on the mizbeach. That's where this Isser will apply. Chatzi Zayis M'naim. How do we know that this Isser applies even by Chatzi Zayis? Tamaloymer Kolsor. Continues the Brisa, Eruvoy. If there's Sar mixed in with matzah or other ingredients, how do we know that this halacha still applies? M'nayin, Tamaloym Ki Kolsor. The key comes to teach us even Eruvoy. Rav Amar, Rava says, Hachikamer. Rava says, this is what the Tana meant to teach us. Saw about the teru, only ala kaimitz. If only if you put a kaimitz, that's when you chayiv. Chatzi kaimitz menayin. How do we know even less than a kaimitz? Tamalai mikol sor. Eruva, how do we know when you have a mixture and the sor is not independently identifiable? Menayin, tamalai mikikol. Ask the Gemara, but my kamifli, what is the basis of their machlokes? Abayis of yesh kaimitz poks mishnei zayisim. You can have a kaimitz which is only kazayis big, and the Torah is teaching us that kol that aktara pukus mikazayis. If a kaimitz could be, if a kaimitz to be a kazayis. Kol is teaching us that even less than kazayis, you will be chayiv. Rav Amar ein kol mispachus mishnei zaysim. So kol is teaching us that you have to have a lace, a kazayis. If ein haktor pachus mekazayis, if there's less than a kazayis, that would be the basis of the machloikis of Abaye v'Rava. According to Abaye, even if you have less than a kazayis of sor, you'll be over this iser. According to Rava, you don't have to have two kazayisim, but you have to have at least one kazayis. So as we discussed previously, when we discussed this question, according to Rava, the standard koimitz has in it two kazayisim, which is quite a serious amount. And the Paiskim, the Mishlam Melech, others suggest, based on that, that in Mitzvah Shem, from here we learn that when Mashiach comes from Herab Yomeinu, there's going to be a question, who is the Kohen that's going to be able to do the Avoid of Kemitza? Because that means you have to have a fist that's so big that holds in it two kazaisim. And not only that, the Yerushalmi suggest, the Mishnah Melech says, that any Kohen that doesn't have a fist that's large enough to hold two kazaisim, not only can he not do the Avoid of Kemitza, but he's going to not be able to do any avoider because his hand is, that disqualifies him from any avoider. But I saw that the Sefer Yitei Mitzian explains, the Pasuk says, V'oilech eschem kamimiyas. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amar Aleph teaches us, Remei b'shtei kaimish shel Adam Arishin, that Adam Arishin, we know the Medrash says, was 100 amas tall. And in Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes from Herab Yomeinu, there's a machloikas Remei and Rabbi Huda. How tall will we be? One says that everybody will be 200 amas tall, and one says there'll be 100 amas. So since Mashiach comes, we're all going to grow to such a big size. Presumably, he says, there will not only be our hands, our body that will grow so tall, but our hands will also grow very tall. If our hands will grow very big, there won't be a problem at that point to do the kemitza that has two kazaisim in your hand. Itmar, continues Gemara, Mal Masor Dvash, Agab Mizbeach. Somebody combines sor udvash together and you put it on the Mizbeach. Amar Rava Loike Mishum Sor. You're going to get Malkus for the Isra of Sor. For Loike Mishum Dvash, you're going to get a Malkus for putting Dvash on the Mizbeach. Loike Mishum Aruve Sor, you get a Malkus for bringing a combination of Sor and Dvash. And you get Malkus Mishum Eru Dvash. So according to Rava, you're going to get four Malkus. So Tosfos asks this question, why is he getting four Malkus? The Torah says, as we've been learning in our shir, there's an Issa of Sor, there's an Issa of Dvash, and there's an Issa of Aruve Sor and Aruve Dvash. So indeed, this person that mixed the Sor and Dvash together is being over the lav of Aruve Sor and Aruve Dvash. But he's not being over Sor and Dvash, because he didn't bring Sor and Dvash alone. So the Hagos of Elazar Moshe explained that there's a concept of Ein Isur Mevatim Zazah. If you bring different things that are Osur, the Halacha doesn't consider that they are Mevatil each other. So even though the Sor is mixed with Dvash, and Dvash is mixed with the Sor, they did not lose their independent identity. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. But Tosfos explains that we're going to have to explain that the Gemara is speaking about a case where first he brought Sor, then he brought Dvash, and then he brought a combination of Sor and Dvash, and that's why Rava will say he's Chai for Malkus. But Bayama ain't looking a lav shabaklos. A lav that has many different applications, as this lav, we don't get Malkus for. And now, says the Gemara, there's a question, what does that mean? Ikad Amri, you don't get multiple Malkus for such a lav. Chodami Eloki, you'll get at least one Malkus. Vika Damri, and the other version holds that Chadanam Lelaki. You don't even get one Malkus. Why don't you get even one Malkus? The Torah, when it speaks about a laugh, which is Malkus, the model for that laugh, which you get Malkus, is Loisach Mishar B'dishim. You may not muzzle an animal when it's doing its work. And then the pasuk after that says, "V'pila shayfet." If somebody does that, it's a v'pila shayfet. The kolafon if he gets malchus. So that becomes the paradigm for by which avera is the malchus, by which avera it isn't the malchus. But that's an avera that the Torah states with one iser. So from here we learn that only something with one iser has malchus. Anything else does not get any Malkus. So when we speak about Lav Shebeklolus, the Rambam holds there are two examples of Lav Shebeklolus. The Torah says Loi Soich Lo Adam, and the Gemara, when in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, learns from that pasuk many different averis. And then there's a Lav Shebeklolus that really covers a number of Lavin, but they're all really, all those Lavin are connected to each other. So according to the Rambam, that on a Lav Shebeklolus, you get Malkus. On a Lav Shebeklolus, you get for everyone Malkus. And Rava holds you don't get Malkus. And the question is, what does it mean that Rava says you don't get Malkus? How many Malkus don't you get? The Ramban has a different approach. Again, the Ramban says there's like something like Soich Lo Adam. There's a Lav that has many details to it. The famous lab by Karim Pesach, where the Torah says, "Al toichel mimenu no bushel mavushel mamayim kim sliyesh." The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Karim Pesach when it's not completely edible, when it's boiled. So those are many halachas that touch one halacha. Al Gemara is another such example, and the lav of Karim Pesach is when it says don't boil it, but roast it. If you don't eat it roasted, then you're going to be over a laugh. So the question is, according to the Ramban, that if somebody violates one of the details of the halacha, so you'll get Malkus, says the Ramban. Everybody will agree that you get Malkus for that violation. The question is, will you get another Malkus for being over the general laugh? Or do we say that if you get Malkus on the detail, then you don't get Malkus on the general lav as well? And that's what Ramban says is the basis of the Machloikus of Abaye v'Rava.